This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You know, it's kind of just offensive to me that when I open up the news websites that I have to see Jussie Smollett's face again.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
Ever again.
I just can't believe that that guy, what a turn of events for that guy's life. He thought, this is really going to go well for me.
Yeah. He made up the whole thing. And it's important to note that while everything was dismissed, it has nothing to do with what he actually did / did not do.
Right.
It's just the Illinois legal system being stupid, which everybody paused to imagine what that would be like.
Over here in Missouri, I can't even imagine that.
We spoke with Joe DeVito at 1225, and he's funny. He's always funny. Go back and listen to that on the podcast. You can go to antifryshow.com/podcast if you want to just pull it off of a player and not have to download anything. But the Odyssey app always has podcasts, has the show, has 97.1 FM talk 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So go to the Odyssey app, AUDACY, and download it and let us know. Let us know. Give us your feedback on there. You can leave comments to our YouTube polls, whatever it is we do during the show, by clicking that microphone next to the play button when you pull up 97.1 FM talk. Well, our YouTube live chat poll for today, Ryan.
Okay. To bidet or not to bidet? That is the question. And that is the full question. That's the way it's written. So,
I thought I wrote that is the poll question.
No, but that is the question.
Yeah.
So we're just wondering after the discussion this week that we've had about bidets, whether this is something that you are thumbs up or thumbs down on. That's pretty much it.
I'm going to do the rare thing here, and I'm not going to tell you which is which, but I'm going to give you the current results of the poll.
Okay.
51-49.
No kidding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
A mandate. You're like, one of these sides. I'm not going to tell you which one's which.
Yeah, we need to know.
It's 51-49.
It's changed to 50-50 as we were speaking here.
Okay.
We need
which
to know
is which?
What you, yeah, exactly. What you think about this poll so that we can, this is the week of the bidet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to take a week off.
We're giving this week away, and then we're going to come back next week
right
all fresh.
Right down the
old chimney sweep.
No, that's not where.
What were you saying? Smokestack.
No.
What were you going to say?
Toilet.
Oh.
That's different.
Oh, we're going to flush this week.
The other one's like more up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the way it goes, you know, when you're sitting at the water. Shoop.
Right up the old smokestack.
Yes, that's why I said right down the...
And
crapper.
So we're going to flush it down the crapper. Wasn't crap the guy? Like,
Steve, our boss, is like standing out there with important people.
We call. That's true.
They're like,
they're wearing nice clothes.
We're in the wrong place.
Uh-oh. The executives
like,
are here.
Let's go down this way.
Yeah, let's miss the bidet show.
Chris said, I said yes, not going to spend money putting one in, but would use it if it were there.
So if like there was just a bidet, like... around.
Yeah. Why don't you read Joe's comment here?
Okay, Joe. I can already see how this is going to go. All you high and mighty bidet snobs are going to judge the rest of us and our third world toilet paper ways. I hear that.
I think that's a shot at you.
No, no, I'm not judging.
No, no, no.
No, but I understand where that's coming from, because once you go bidet, you don't go back. Russell says, I voted no bidet. I'll be anxiously awaiting the Wiggins family review, which I'm sure will be front page of the January edition of Consumer Reports.
The paper edition.
So are you going to like wrap the toilet seat and that's how they're going to find out that's what they got for Christmas? Or how is this going to work?
No, I think
it's a whole toilet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not just the seat. So you can get the seat.
You're going to wrap the whole thing?
But here's the problem. As I've said before, my wife is a twin. Her twin sister got a full toilet last Christmas. And so she's like, I want the one that Courtney has. Yeah. So now we got to get the one that Courtney has.
George?
George says, do the bidet users say, okay? Yes, they do. As far as I know, I'm not one yet, but I think that that's the way that I will be.
Well, keep the comments coming, and we'll get to more of them throughout the course of the show. We've had about as much of this conversation as we can have among the three of us.
What else are we going to say about it?
So if you ever wanted to get your comment read on the air, today is probably the day. But if you want to go to the Odyssey app, and I don't know, leave a message about the YouTube poll for today, to bidet or not to bidet, that is the question. The reason why I'm putting this out there is I think that the inbox is shared with Camel X, and I just thought, why not?
Oh, that's true. Yes. Yes, so they can see some of our message, we can see theirs.
Yeah, let's show how Hoppin' 97.1 is.
Yes.
Like when we put it out there, people respond.
And if you want to say something that's so vague that doesn't even mention a bidet but is all about that topic, that might even be better. Because they would go, like, why are people leaving these comments?
They're flooding in. Go to the Odyssey app, right where you can click play. You find 97.1 FM Talk, right where you can play the station and stream it anytime you want. If you need to download it, A-U-D-A-C-Y. There's a little microphone there. And like I said, we share the inbox with Camwex. So just... send them in. We will try to play some on the air.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Drew, let us know out there if we get any coming in. Brad, you want to talk to us about what we missed this week?
What did I miss?
I'll take that as a yes.
Yeah, let's do it. Sorry. So I only have a few clips here, but the first one that I pulled is from Stephen Miller. And whenever I heard this clip initially, I was like, oh my gosh, I've never thought of it that way.
Are you playing it or am I playing
it? I'll play it.
Okay.
I hope.
Should I play it?
Coming soon.
Hold on, I got it.
A clip.
I know what I did wrong here.
In a world where clips
the moment
don't play.
That President Trump puts his hand on that Bible and takes the oath of office, as he has said, the occupation ends, Liberation Day begins. He will immediately sign executive orders, sealing the border shut, beginning the largest deportation operation in American history, finding the criminal gangs, rapists, drug dealers, and monsters that have murdered our citizens and sending them home. No one will be allowed to enter the country illegally, and ICE will be empowered in partnership with FBI, DEA, ATF, the National Guard, to fully seal and secure the border with CBP and to find and identify the criminal threats that are inside this country and send them back home.
The line there that really caught my attention was the occupation ends and Liberation Day begins. And that caught my attention because this is the very first time I actually even thought of it that way, because it always felt like there was somebody in charge who really shouldn't be in charge and that they didn't necessarily have my best interests at heart. As a matter of fact, they wanted to take my resources and use my life to accomplish their goals. And that's essentially what an occupying force does. Now, it wasn't guns and anything like that, but it just felt like it was off. Something shouldn't be there. You know, and then he goes on to talk about the border, and what you have is people coming across the border and they're telling you the whole time, this is just families escaping. They want asylum. But then you're watching stories like Lake and Riley, or you find out about the 300,000 children that went missing under the Biden administration. And they're just saying it's no big deal. We're doing the compassionate thing when they've actually put way more lives at risk. I know you guys on the left are out there and you're saying, this is a hateful thing to do, to deport these people. It is not the moral thing to throw the border open because there's so much harm that came to those people, even in their journey.
What do you think about Stephen Miller? Doesn't he seem like a character on a sitcom?
He seems like, yeah, like somebody who is playing the character of Stephen Miller.
But, like, super committed to the part.
I don't disagree with anything he's doing or saying.
He's super, like, when he's talking, like,
Are you ready to roll?
Yeah.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
If he's on Jesse Waters' show or something, I try to watch that every night. As soon as he talks, I just, like, inherently sit back in my chair just to brace myself for impact.
You know what I'm realizing? There are very few people that can do this, and he's one of them. It's like when he speaks, he's got a memorized full speech that he had already written. And that is tough to do.
But that's just how he talks.
But that's just the way he, yeah, that's the way he does it. Because yeah. you can memorize kind of like directions you want to go in interviews, and politicians do that all the time. But he has like a 3-minute dissertation ready to go on any topic, and he doesn't miss a word. It's actually pretty impressive. Have you been surprised at all? Because I have, and I don't know why I have, by how many Democrat mayors and governors of blue states have come out on record saying either they're not going to participate in this at all, or they're going to actively stonewall.
Have I been surprised by that?
I'm naive in saying that I have been, but I still have been.
No, that doesn't surprise me at all, especially when you're considering the ones that are coming out and saying it. I mean, our own governor, for one,
Illinois,
being one of them.
Yeah.
What a doofus.
Good grief. That, like, when you hear the people that are saying it, what was it, Brianna Wu from Boston? She's the Boston mayor. Gavin Newsom, I believe, has said something. L.A. voted to become a sanctuary city.
The Denver mayor.
Yeah.
In light of all the stories about
all
the
stuff,
gangs.
Yeah. No, that doesn't surprise me. All these people, like, you know their names, you know their policies, and you've heard what they've said the past 4 years and what they said when Trump was president. And you're like, no, all this tracks. This all tracks 100% with what you're doing. And it's all virtue signaling. It's all virtue signaling.
I think it just surprises me because they just lost on that issue, in a sense. And they're still like, well, we don't care.
Well, they didn't lose. They're still in power.
I guess you're right.
Have you guys heard William Shatner's take on the election?
No.
Okay, so William Shatner joined Bill Maher, and this is what he had to say.
I don't know why the Democrats lost. I don't understand why the Democrats lost.
Well, people will be writing books about it for years, many reasons. Part of it was, you know, Biden should not have stayed on so long.
That I understand. But inflation, prices have come down, the economy is good. I mean, I don't know why they voted against her.
Well,
against
the
party.
I certainly could go on and on about that. But basically, you know, she was not a great candidate, let's be honest.
Why isn't she a great candidate? She combined several trends of thought here. Black, woman.
That's not a candidate. Those are, you know, that's identity politics. That's Democrats.
Those are elements.
Wow, is that it?
That's it.
Oh.
Holy cow, right? How could he started off naming, like, he's like, well, inflation and economy. It's like, yeah, you're right. Inflation, the economy. He's like, and then the economy was good. It's like, Bill, it is not good.
He's 93.
You know what's interesting about William Shatner? I follow him on Twitter.
He's Canadian.
He'll throw things out there sometimes that you're like, that is definitely not left-leaning.
No.
I think it's just because he's got that kind of old man thing. Like, I don't even care what I say anymore. But then you hear this and you're like, what are you talking about?
Like, and I don't think he was being sarcastic or anything like that.
I don't
either. And he's like, and when he lists being black and being a woman as qualifications.
No, he said that he didn't understand why she didn't translate more to voters, and he called the black and the female thing as, like, what did he say, trends of thought or something like that?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's like, I don't think female. I just think. So I think more. Sometimes uselessly more. But I don't file everything through the lens of being an XX chromosome.
See, that surprises me.
I know you do.
Because when I think guy, I think, well, I'm voting for Tim Walz. And that's why I voted Democrat in that last election.
You should have a beer with Shatner because you see eye to eye.
I will. I'll call.
Speaking of
Bill,
on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page, I might put this up on X too. I just put up all of our eyeballs.
I wondered what you were going to do with that.
Yeah. Well, you guys were talking about how great yours were and how you always get compliments on it.
Not you guys.
No. Yeah, huh?
People were complimenting Brad's eyes and Ryan's jugs.
Well, we're not taking pictures of those for all four of us.
Yeah, you want to add followers or not?
You talking about you or me?
I can't say.
That's the correct answer.
We are in an office.
What? I don't want you to say if we go outside either.
No, that's okay.
Let's just stick to the eyeballs. And for people who don't know what we're talking about, yesterday during Annie, Are You Okay? There was a discussion about eyeballs and the fact that you can now change the color of your eye. And there was also a conversation about jugs of barbecue sauce. So that phrase jugs didn't just come out of absolutely nowhere.
People's minds are in the gutter, man. Barbecue sauce and people's eyeballs.
You can go to the Annie Fry Show Facebook and comment on which eyeball you think is the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
We all know you're going to say Brad's. Mine has a lot more makeup on than anybody else's.
I was going to say Brad's because it's clear that Brad has the prettiest eyes.
I know. That's about to be proven.
Although, we'll find out.
Yeah. I probably should have taken my makeup off before I took my picture. It's pretty obvious which one is mine.
Oh, were we playing a game of guess who's hoot here or what?
Yeah. Say that again?
Guess who's toot?
Let's go to break. Let's do next question next.
We're in the office.
I will ask us anything segment next question coming up here on the Annie Fry Show. You can throw some of your comments in the YouTube live chat and, you know, ask us the important questions and answer the important question like the YouTube live chat poll. To bidet or not to bidet? That is the poll question. Guy said, I say no. I wonder what a power surge does while you're on your heated seat. Let us know if you find out. Andy said, I have bidets on 2 of 3 toilets. I switch it up on which one I use.
Huh. Wow.
Man, this is a world that I didn't know existed. Let us know what you think. Annie Fry YouTube channel. Go vote and get on the Odyssey app and send us a message about bidets and whether or not you use them. We'll be right back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next question.
Question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
Oh, the Kamala cackle is reminiscent now.
It's fun now.
It's in the past.
Yeah. We don't have to deal with it anymore.
Yeah. Pretty.
We are unburdened by what has
happened. Yay.
I turned my mic
Good
on.
Good joke.
What is this? We had a rough week on the microphone thing. YouTube live chat poll for today. The first question is the YouTube live chat poll. To bidet or not to bidet? That is the question. Get on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Go vote. Leave a comment. And let us know what you think. For instance, read this one here. This is a comment from a listener. Ryan, go ahead. from Mike.
I've had one for 2 years, the toilet seat add-on type. Okay. And I've never looked back. Literally, I've never looked back. They work great. I love mine and will always now have one.
Yeah. That stems from a question I asked, the whole bidet thing, of you, what, 2 days ago? It was Wednesday. This has got some legs.
It was Wednesday, very end of the show.
I asked you what's on your Christmas list.
Mm-hmm.
What else is on your Christmas list?
I would not mind getting a new laptop. These are boring things, though. The bidet is fun. And we're going to have fun with it, I promise.
Yeah, according to how you use it, you're going to have a lot of fun with it.
You know what made me wonder is Andy asked this question earlier or made a comment on this question that he said, I've got 2 of 3 toilets that have the bidets. I wonder if there's ever been a bathroom that has more than one toilet, you know? Like, would that be really
Why
awkward?
Would you do that? Can you, if you get the toilet with the bidet in it, can you elect to not bidet?
Oh, yeah, you don't have to press the button. It's not going to automatically, you know, kiss your thumb drive. you gotta tell it that's what you want. Unless unless there's a
let him know who's boss.
Yeah, but I don't know why you would have it and then not use it because it's beautiful and warm. Ugh.
Okay.
I'm a yes on this poll.
We're not talking about the poll.
Oh.
We were talking about something other than a bidet for Christmas.
Oh.
And you just keep going back.
Well, it's where my mind's at.
Brad, what about you? Christmas?
What was the question?
Christmas gift.
Christmas
top of your Christmas list.
Top of my Christmas list. I think I'm looking at a new graphics card for my computer, for my gaming computer. It's getting kind of out of date, and it's having a little more difficulty running it and running games, and I would just really like something new, to maybe a little more powerful.
Yeah. I want things like a specific rug for my garage door, and I said we might want to get some couches.
Yeah. Yeah, I want specific stuff,
I want
too.
Some drywall fixed in the house.
No, it's that kind of stuff. I really want a subscription to salt for my water softener. That
okay.
kind of stuff that you're like, this is so dull. Give me a box cutter so I can open the salt.
Next question?
All right. Thanksgiving week. Coming up. Favorite Thanksgiving dish. What are you looking forward to eating the most? If you could choose whatever.
My grandma's sweet potatoes, which my grandma is no longer with us, but we do our best. We eat a ton of sweet potatoes in our house all year round, and I like a well-cooked, a lot of times if Jared's grilling, he'll put it in foil, let it sit there the whole time he's doing whatever. I love a baked sweet potato with nothing on it. I can totally eat that.
Wow.
But that is not how grandma made them.
Ooh.
Butter, and lots of brown sugar. And you just put it in a skillet, and they just sit there and soak it all up.
Are they mashed? Are they kind of soft sweet potatoes? Are they like yams? So they're more like the yams.
I think they're all yams.
I think yams is a type of preparation to a sweet potato. There's only one
Thoughts?
Way to find out.
Brad?
Settle the score.
I thought a yam was a sweet potato.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Now we have to ask the internet.
I accidentally Googled yawn, and now I'm getting a bunch of people who are Asians.
And a lot of stuff about the pan flute, Yanni.
Yam. What about you? What are you looking forward to most to eat?
My favorite Thanksgiving dish is probably the stuffing that my mom makes. It's really, really good. She adds, I don't know what it's called. It's some sort of like chestnut or something like that into it, and it gives it just that extra texture that's just amazing. It's always my favorite thing, and we never have it on any other time except for Thanksgiving.
We travel a lot for Thanksgiving now because of soccer we have in the last few years. But what I really miss, since we haven't been to a normal Thanksgiving in a few years, is my grandma's Snickers apple salad.
Does it have Snickers and grapes and like white?
Yep.
Pudding with cream cheese in it.
Yeah, you can imagine why I like
Granny Apple Smith. Or Granny Smith apples. Granny Apple Smith. It's Friday.
Possible.
Yeah.
I don't think she does grapes in it, though.
I think maybe it's just apples. But if you put the Granny Smith apples in with the Snickers, it tastes like a caramel apple.
It's great.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I love Snickers salad. SimplyRecipes.com says the difference between yams and sweet potatoes both come from angiosperms or flowering plants. Or flowering plants, but are stem tubers grown underground that tend to be cylindrical in shape. The fruit of each can be used as slips to sprout new sweet potatoes and yam plants, making them prolific and fruitful harvest crops. For these reasons, both yams and sweet potatoes have been cultivated to a variety of species and colors, all with their own individual tastes and textural nuances. And it says that in the United States, yams and sweet potatoes are called the same thing.
I don't know. I understand why you would assume that angiosperms are all the same.
You don't know anything about angiosperms.
But when you look this up, there's a lot of debate on this.
There's not any debate on this.
SimplyRecipes.com says that the
That's
difference...
what I'm looking at. Shush. Go look at Career Addict and see what Career Addict has to say about the freaking yams.
Anyway, I mean, let's not mince words. Addict. And we should probably talk to a biologist.
Yeah.
somebody that Ketanji Brown Jackson might suggest. I'm making deep political jokes here.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
Thank you.
You're going to eat Snickers salad. What did you say you were going to eat?
Stuffing.
And I'm eating grandma's sweet potatoes. Next question, Brad.
All right. So along the holidays line, what is your favorite part about the holiday season? So starting in Thanksgiving, around Thanksgiving, all the way through, I guess,
like
New
the
Year's.
Time or
yeah,
like
the season, the time. What is your favorite part about it?
I very specifically have very happy, positive thoughts and memories of Thanksgiving morning when we are getting. We used to always go to my grandma's house until she passed away in 2020. But now we usually cook Thanksgiving dinner, and that's probably a two-day process, but Thanksgiving morning we watch the parade in the house, and with the kids in the house, they love watching the parade, especially with Molly when she gets to, you know, you're kind of when you're three, everything you see every holiday is like for the first time again. But then we watch the dog show too, and it's just like the official start of the holidays for me. It's like the entry into the holiday season. You've got the most holidays in front of you while you're in the holiday season. I love Thanksgiving morning.
I like the build-up the most and just all the things. I don't necessarily love putting up decorations, but every step you make that gets you closer, especially with the kids, the ages that our kids are, they're just looking forward to every thing. Oh, the stocking time. Oh, and this weekend's going to be the tree. When KZK flips over and does music, they're like, oh, that's a big deal.
Christmas,
you know?
Music.
Yeah. Yeah, they're usually a talk station.
Wouldn't that be wild if KZK flipped over at Christmas season to talk?
Yes, exactly.
It never happened.
And just real quick before we move past that topic, Google's official answer is yams and sweet potatoes are different vegetables with distinct appearances, flavors, and textures.
Correct. Yams is not a way you prepare sweet potatoes.
Well, I was wrong about that, but they
are different. Well, that's the important
part. They are different, though.
Yes, that's what I said. If they said, but in America...
I thought you said they're the same.
No, I read why they're different, but then I said that in America, they are often referred to as the same. That's what Simply Recipe says.
Gotcha.
That's the headline. Sorry, if I wasn't clear. Lori says, which season do you love more? I can't not love summer. It's like people will say, what's your favorite day of the week? And you'll be like, oh, Friday. No, it's not. You like Friday because it's next to Saturday.
You like Saturday.
You like summer. I like summer. It's the best. If you have
like
to
fall.
Live in one, you want to be in fall?
Well, I like fall and spring because the temperatures are nicer. But fall in particular because I really do love summer much more than I used to. I like doing the summer stuff. But the fall is just great. I don't know what it is about it. Like the whole... anticipation of going into winter and Christmas, and
there's too much to do.
There is a lot to do, but I don't know. I just love October and September, and this time of year, I guess we're getting a little bit past that, but we've had a late fall this year too.
Robert says that Mark Reardon's show yesterday, Sue's News, covered sweet potatoes and
no way. I usually hear Sue's News, and I didn't hear that yesterday.
Yams and sweet potatoes. Well, we'll have to ask the experts.
All right.
Favorite season, Brad?
I'm probably going to be the weird one here. I really like winter, especially like if it snows. I don't need it to be real cold or anything like that, but as long as we can get a couple good snows, I really like that. Growing up in the country where I grew up, one of the things that I just absolutely love is when it's snowing, when you go outside and you sit on the porch or wherever, you know, out of the snow, but seeing the snow and able to hear how quiet and peaceful everything sounds. There's something about the snow that dampens the volume of everything, and you don't hear it in any other place, and it's just so cathartic to me. So I really like the winter.
I like that too, but in the background of my house, they're like, "Mom, I'm hungry!" And then I'm like, I'm gonna go sit in the snow where it's quiet.
Throw them
outside.
Just
gonna bury myself in the snow.
Dampen them.
Kids, make mom an igloo.
I love the kids. They're wonderful. They're very wonderful. Always. Wonderful. Next question.
Right back to, so beyond Thanksgiving, we're going back to Halloween here, sort of. What is the first scary movie you remember watching in your life?
It.
How old were you, do you think?
7.
Lasting impact.
Terribly.
There's always one.
I'm not afraid of clowns on the whole. I don't have an irrational fear of clowns, but that movie was so messed up for my young eyes to see. It was on TV.
I know. When I see, I'm not afraid of clowns either, but when I see one outside my window at night, I get freaked out.
Totally.
Or in my bathtub or something, you're like, come on. Like, this is too much.
I looked at drains differently for a long time.
Oh, that was a thing in those movies, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Miniseries in 1990. The book came out in 1986, and the movie series that came out on television was in 1990. So, I might have been 6.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll stick with you.
Yeah. Brad?
The first scary movie I saw, I think, was called Alice. I don't have a lot of memories of this movie except for this one scene where this crazy lady started hitting this other lady in the face with a high heel while she was pinned to the ground and like messing up her teeth and gums.
So
and
it's
stuck in my head and I can't get rid of it and I never can, and that was the first one and lasting effects. And
all right, let's take a quick break. A little more next question after we take a quick pause here. If you want to ask us your question, join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Come say hi. We're broadcasting live there. Once you jump into the live chat, you can leave your question there. You can also vote in today's YouTube live chat poll. To bidet or not to bidet, that is the question. We got a 52-48 split right now, folks. It's very, very close. Your vote could maybe tip it for the final results of the day, which we will give at 2:45. We'll be right back to Koi. I'm just trying to make a living watching everybody else. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Friday. It's so nice to say that. Friday before the holiday week, so a lot of people probably have travel plans this weekend or next week. And it's a good opportunity to remind you on the Odyssey app, if you're traveling and you want to stay tuned to 97.1 when you are not at home, the Odyssey app will allow you to take it anywhere you go, and you get crystal clear clarity with that app. We're doing a little next question here, and the last question you asked is, what was the very first super impactful scary movie?
Yes.
That you ever saw? My dad texted me, and he said, House of Wax with Vincent Price. Have you ever seen that?
I don't think so. I know
they remade
the movie.
It.
Yeah.
Vincent Price was great, in it? Though. Paris Hilton in the new one?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about the new one.
I think I regrettably saw parts of that, and it was gross and scary.
I can't picture it.
You haven't seen that one?
I can't picture it, no.
Brad, have you ever seen that?
I've not seen it. I've heard of it.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen it.
What was your scary movie?
It was one of the Freddy movies. I don't remember which one, but I can tell you the scene, and somebody will say, oh, that's number 4 or whatever. It was in 5th grade for me. I was not allowed to watch this stuff at all.
Yeah.
And thankfully, I don't want to be watching that stuff. Or as a kid, I don't let my kids watch it. But it was the scene. I was over at Mikey Hutt's birthday party in 5th grade, and they turned it on, and it was like, ooh, scary movie. They stick a Q-tip all the way through this dude's brain.
Oh.
You remember what I'm talking about?
No.
Freddy, he's talking to some guy, and he just walks up to him. And I think the guy's deaf, and he does something to his ear, and he sticks a Q-tip in, and it just keeps going. Goes all the way through the guy's head. It's super gruesome, and it scarred me.
That's gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when you're a kid.
Oh, and now you watch it, and you're like, man, this looks so corny. But when you're a kid, you just don't know.
Another Thanksgiving question from Kate. Cranberry sauce, jellied or with the berries? I'll take cranberry something as like a Jell-O salad kind of a situation, but I do not want that canned stuff.
I'm actually a no to all of it. I've never really been a cranberry sauce person in general.
I don't really like cranberry sauce either, but if I have those two choices, I'm going jellied.
Jellied? If you could be any fictional character, who would you choose and why?
Captain Planet.
He's your hero.
Yeah, he's my hero. I just want to take pollution down to zero, you know? And he seems like the guy to do it. Earth, fire, water.
This he kid. Could also be Elsa from Frozen. That suits you.
I also just really like 90s propaganda.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's comforting.
Yeah. It was great.
That one in Fern Gully.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Love
Fern Gully
stuff.
Is the biggest piece of propaganda trash that has ever been made.
We've talked about this before. I vaguely remember watching that movie. Hating it.
We've gone back and tried to watch old classics, things that people talk about that we never saw or whatever. And we tried to do it. I'm like, turn this crap off. It's just basically like, humans are bad, humans are bad, humans are bad. Yeah. They're killing everything, humans are bad. They're not even like subtle about it.
Isn't that Avatar too?
No.
A little more subtle?
No. I don't think. You could lend yourself over to being caught up by that, but there's a better story in Avatar.
Avatar's more Dances with Wolves in Space.
Okay.
I'll take your word for that. I have no idea.
Well, it's about a U.S. soldier. Dances with Wolves is about a U.S. soldier who it basically is forgotten about on his post, and then the natives come and he becomes part of the native culture, and then he turns around and he fights against the American soldiers with the natives.
So would you be Jake Sully? Is that the character you'd
be? That's who. No, I would not.
What fictional character would you be?
Oh man, I still think it's Captain America. I don't know. I just like the ideal of Captain America. I like the character, the way Chris Evans played him, what he stands for, you know, the whole we don't sacrifice one another, that sort of thing. Yeah. Captain America. And he's super strong.
I don't have a fictional character that I'd like to be. I'm trying to think of a good answer to this. Do you have a fictional character I should be?
You ever seen Star Wars?
Some of it.
Are you familiar with Jabba the Hutt?
Yeah.
Not him.
So in the like same show the that other, you say eyes and jugs.
Yeah. Any of the other characters probably, yes. Han Solo, you know?
Yeah, I'm a Han Solo type.
You shoot first.
I know. What is your current favorite date night agenda? Mine is just the thing without the kids. Like
anything?
Anywhere.
I am ashamed to admit this. We've gotten into a better habit because what we used to do is we would go, so we live in Illinois, we'd go into the city and go to some...
St. Louis?
Yeah, the city.
Or
find like
Edwardsville.
No. Edwardsville isn't the city for other suburbs.
Depends on who you ask.
We go to some place like Nordstrom Rack and we just shop.
Yeah.
And then we feel like, well, we could have done this other times too. So we've tried to start going to a restaurant and then going to a movie. And man, we've had a good time watching movies in the theater.
Yes, I'm glad you said that. One of the things that I want for Christmas is the AMC Movie Pass.
Oh, okay.
You can go three times. I think it's $20 a month or something like that. And you get to go to see three movies a week. Like, I'm going to go see three movies a week. But if you go see two movies, you've covered yourself a month.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal.
The thing is you got to buy one for yourself and for your husband. Well, my husband.
Yeah.
But if you get it, then you can go. Like, you don't have to really want to see a movie and like feel like you're out a whole bunch of money if it's not great. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, it's way too expensive to go do it if it's not going to be great.
I love going and seeing thrillers and mystery movies in the theater.
I enjoy that more than I remember. At this side of where my kids can stay at home, I don't have to organize the babysitter and everything. Like, all of a sudden, we're kind of at this new place in our life. It's pretty amazing. What about you, Brad? Date night agenda?
Yeah, it's usually what Ryan said there. It's dinner and a movie. We like to go out to I guess our favorite restaurant is Cyberg's. They got one there in O'Fallon. And so we like to go there and, you know, it's always something on the menu we like. But also then we go to the movie theater and just take in a movie. And it's like you guys were saying, movies are better on the big screen. They're just better. I have a good sound system in my house. I have a fairly decent sized TV.
Yeah, but there are other people there.
Yep.
and just to go see
it's
the
big down.
Yeah, I was gonna say you don't like that part though.
No,
just go see the movie on the big screen the way the writer, the director, and the talent wanted you to see it. It's just amazing.
If I can't get the top row of the theater, I'll just wait for another showing. Then there's nobody behind you.
Yeah.
If you could take one item from any fictional universe, what would it be and why? I'm going invisibility cloak from Harry Potter.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I'm not even here.
I would probably go, like, not the original Rambos, but the new Rambo, and just take one of those guns. Because I think they're so big that they're not real.
What would you do with it?
Just shoot bad guys.
Shoot the Bee Gees?
Uh-huh. And you could do it real fast. Like, if there was a swarm of hundreds of bad guys, you could probably take them all out.
Brad?
I think I want Doctor Strange's cape because it would be like having an extra set of hands. That thing is amazing, and it just kind of thinks for you or thinks along with you and does whatever you need it to do.
Russell has an AMA here. Next question. Let's say you install a bidet. Then you have family and friends over for the holidays. Who has not used one? Is there like a 15-minute training session or video provided to your guest prior to use?
I tell you this. The first time I used one, I thought, oh, this is going to be strange. And it was super intuitive. You know exactly what to do. You know at this point.
You'll know.
I needed to clean out my hard drive.
Go back and make a montage of this.
And I needed to defrag. And so you just know, boop, and you're ready to go.
Boop?
Yep, boop, just like Hannah. Remember, we used to call Hannah Boop.
Don't associate these things together.
Hannah, if you're listening.
She's not listening.
Which I'm sure you are.
She's not. She's sleeping right now.
We just associated your name with pressing a button on a bidet.
Rally Squirrel says, it's like dry wings versus saucy nugs.
Yes, it is. Except, I don't know. I was going to say, one of them has a little more burn.
Oh, man.
Oh,
Thank
man.
You for sending in your questions to Next Question. We're going to take a quick break here. And Drew says we have a few messages in on the Odyssey app. AUDACY, download the Odyssey app. And you will see when you pull up 97.1 FM Talk there, just favorite it. And you'll see when you go to click play, there's a microphone next to it. You can just talk into your phone and you can leave us a message on today's YouTube live chat poll. To bidet or not to bidet, that is the question. You guys have big plans for the weekend going into the holiday week?
Not for this weekend, really, no. But for next weekend, we're going to be traveling for soccer. So
have you decorated?
That's the plan.
For this weekend?
Yeah. I don't call that big plans,
though.
Those are
big plans.
Yeah, we're just pulling up the tree. Putting on some Christmas records, probably from Kelly Clarkson. I know,
man,
but that happens.
What a scene you set up until there.
Yeah. We got some of those old records, too.
Kelly Clarkson is so incredibly talented, but to me, like, the talent that people of her echelon, like, and she's, to me, tops when it comes to a vocalist, because she can take you through a song, and like, people who can sing like that, like the Celine Dions and the Mariah Careys or whatever the world, I love how they can take a song in places that other very strong vocalists can't. They're just otherworldly. But I feel like 100% of Kelly Clarkson's song is the top part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't feel like there is a work your way into it. But like, completely wildly talented. It just seems like it's a lot.
I looked back over Mariah Carey's career. She's got maybe more number one hits than any other artist ever. I cannot remember more than like two of them. And that's right when we would have been.
Oh, I can remember.
Coming of age. I mean, I would listen to it and go, I do not even remember this song.
I had her albums.
Did
at
you?
The time. Yeah. Always Be My Baby.
Always Be My Baby's one, yeah. I knew. And then Fantasy.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Her album, Honey.
I don't remember. There's so many. I'm like,
my
this was a number one song.
I just feel like maybe you were in her Target demo.
Well, that's true. That's very true.
I don't think that you're insufficient.
But
on
I did
that.
Like Fantasy, though, so what's up with
Who
that?
Who didn't? Stick around. We got more Annie Fry Show coming up here in just a minute. Go vote in the YouTube live chat poll and leave us a message on the Odyssey app. We got to hear from you. We'll be right back.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.